government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you don't back President Trump, if you don't back people like Viktor Orban, if you don't back people like Elon Musk and Alex Jones and Tommy Robinson, you're not in the fight. Now, Tommy didn't ask me to do this, but during the break, I asked him, I said, how are you doing? He said, they bankrupted me. I'm just, you know, on the ropes. I'm, you know, basically just hanging out with family right now, figuring out what we're going to do. And I said, people need to donate to Tommy Robinson right now. They've been public enemy number one. They need to support him. I want to get a final comment from you. You see, you can probably join us tomorrow, but you've got to leave, obviously, move hotels where your wreckers are coming to kill you. They've said they are. But just how do people support you? Is it T. Robinson New Era? Is it Urban Scoop News? Is it helptommy.com? How do we support you?
It's urbanscoop.news/support-us. So the link is in my bio on my Twitter handle. It's to support us, because that doesn't just support us. That the company I work for support me through everything. Legal battles. As I said, I'm saying now, I've got leave. There's 18 of us here. 18 of us, and this is the third day of our holiday. And I've waited a year for this with my kids. I've had my kids sat crying, saying to people, because there's videos online of Muslims saying to come to the hotel where we're at. And even if they're not coming, it's ruined it for my children. My children are panicking.
Oh, they're coming,
and looking around.
They're coming,
saying,
for sure.
So I've got a meeting with a manager here in the morning. But it's just done my head in, man. So anyone who can support us, it doesn't support me. It supports the incredible work we do. We do incredible journalism.
Yeah, say it again, urbanscoop.news, urbanscoop.news, and go to support and donate now. Because if you don't back our warriors, and he's the top info warrior now exposing Islamic invasion in Europe, then you're suicidal. Tommy, only got 2.5 minutes left. You may be able to join us tomorrow. You said you can, but whatever you need to do on my live show. But just in closing, what comes next? You predicted this in the UK. You've called for peace. The public's enraged. Everything the prime minister's doing is going to backfire. What do you expect to happen now? Sadiq Khan is calling for, you know, everybody's arrest right now.
I'll be in jail, Alex. That's what comes next. So, do you know what? I think it'll be the worst thing they can do. It will galvanize our support. People ain't backing down. If they haven't seen that, they've tried to crush them. The protests have got bigger. They've got more violent. People aren't backing down. And whilst we've directed people peacefully, and with our movement, our numbers were growing. Our next one would have 250,000. After that, it'd be 500,000. There's a revolution brewing in Great Britain. And I've made video after video saying it needs to be peaceful, not violent. But people are not backing down. We're losing our country. We're losing our culture. We're losing our identity. 1,000 years of English history. We're not giving it away because of weak, cowardly globalist politicians who wish to destroy and take over this nation. We're not giving it away. So people are not going to back down. And I keep thinking, if they think, but the problem, the concern of me, I'm obviously facing a court case for the film I've made where I faced 2 years in prison. If they think that's going to stop this, it's going to galvanize my support bigger than ever before. It's going to double the viewings on my film. So, but when you ask what's come next, that is honestly what I see is coming next, which is why I come here for 2 weeks, which is why I had a 2 week holiday booked anyway, to have some precious time with my loved ones. But that's next. I think keep your eyes. I was saying last year, keep your eyes on Ireland, keep your eyes on Ireland. Look, keep your eyes on Great Britain. The public are rising. We need it to be peaceful.
Well, that was my final point. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Tommy. They've done something nobody could do in 800 years. They've unified the Irish, the Scots, and the English.
They have. The Northern Irish with the Republicans. Yesterday, you saw loyalists and Republicans who have been at war for 100 years with each other, marching together, uniting together. Belfast burned last night. Many parts of Belfast, many migrant businesses or hotels were set fire to. There are clashes coming. And unfortunately, what our government, the message our government have sent since Black Lives Matter, since the Muslim riots, since the Romanian riots, is he who riots, he who's violent, and he who's the loudest is who will listen. And that's the message they've sent. So unfortunately, lots of young men whose lives are going to be destroyed now.
Tommy. This, we'll talk to you in the morning. Let me say bye to you right now. Let's book a time for you to be on. We'll all pray for you. God bless you. We're so proud of you. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the article, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next several hours until 8 o'clock Central. We are going to be covering the news and taking calls on the final hour of the show today as well. There's basically three big things that are going on, as far as I can tell, in the news in the last 24 to 48 hours. There's this escalation with Iran that's taking place right before our eyes, while we see leftists and rhinos alike rally support for antagonism toward Iran, which would inevitably lead to World War III. There is civil unrest, which seems like it might lead to all-out civil war based on the rhetoric from all parties involved, happening in the UK and the surrounding region as well, because of their migrant policies, which have culminated, reached a critical mass where now there's no turning back. There's so much violence, there's so much rioting, there's so much crime that's being committed by these refugees that they've taken into these countries because they've sold out their own national sovereignty for the sake of a globalist agenda. The beta test of the New World Order was and is the European Union. And despite this Brexit that we saw happen and this reclamation of Britain's national sovereignty, they still suffer at the hands of globalist leaders, mayors, prime ministers, others, who have sold out to the globalist agenda and allowed the invasion of their country by people who refuse to assimilate to their culture. They have mixed incompatible cultures together with one another, just like if you were a chef and you mixed incompatible ingredients or that weren't meant to work in harmony and become the melting pot, you're going to see separation. You're going to see conflict. You're going to see a disaster. And that's happening. And the final thing is we have the leftists in our own nation really ramping up this campaign behind Kamala Harris, trying to scrub Shapiro's history, trying to scrub Kamala Harris's history. But the fact of the matter is, independent media outlets like the Joe Rogan Experience or InfoWars or others are going so viral so consistently with clip after clip, just showing how much of an utter moron Kamala Harris is, that I think it might actually result in a major dive in the polls to the extent that the polls have any semblance of honesty left in them. So I think they fix the polls. I think they massage the polls, inflate the polls, and cheat in the polls just like they cheat in elections. But there's got to be some element of truth in these polls, right? Unless they're just throwing out numbers that they made up. Unless they just haven't even conducted a poll at all and they're just making things up. But if there's any semblance of reality reflected in these polls, I think we are going to see this honeymoon phase of Kamala Harris end. We're going to see a deep dive in her support. And there's still, I'm telling you, folks, there's still a chance that they replace her. And I know that she's secured the necessary delegates for the nomination, and they're going to have this virtual thing coming right up. But it's not over until the fat lady sings. I mean, Joe Biden had enough delegates to be the candidate as well, and they managed to get him out. So we'll see what happens. But I do want to run this clip. This is clip number 44. This is Michael Malice's appearance in a culmination, a compilation of some other clips on the Joe Rogan Experience this week. He did a great job. It was, I think, my favorite interview I've ever seen Michael Malice do was this most recent one. And this has been going viral for good reason. Let's watch clip 44.
You're either racist or sexist or ableist.
Right.
So they will use...
Ableist.
Yeah, because she's a retard.
Jesus Christ.
She's literally retarded. I mean, Ukraine is a country in Europe, and Russia is another country and a powerful country, and Russia invaded Ukraine, and that's wrong.
What's really important?
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
I think of her as America's wine mom because bitch seems like she's three deep by noon. And she's got the three phases of wine mom. She's got happy drunk. Oh my God, this cereal's got a rabbit on it. It's so great. Cackling, cackling, cackling.
Look at her face. Oh my God, I love it. Oh wow. Look at the bus. Cereal's on the bus. Go round and round.
What?
Then there is trying to drunk at work, where you're trying to make sense, but you don't. Space is around us all and unites us all and inspires us all.
Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree.
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all. And it connects us all.
And then there's, I'm being stern so you don't realize how plastered I am. And I'm making a point. Dr. Little Girl was me. Now I'm going to go upstairs and don't knock on the door because I'm going to pass out. So,
and, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
So we see that she's absolutely a moron. We knew this, but we're going to emphasize this incessantly until the race is won and the country is seized and saved and retaken by patriots. And we had this week, this all just developed so quickly. We have this week, Trump agreeing to a Fox debate with Kamala Harris after they came out repeatedly and said that he was scared to debate her, that he wouldn't actually debate her, that he was backing out or he was refusing, saying that he wouldn't because he was scared. He knew that he would lose. That's what they said before the June 27th debate as well, which ended up not being true at all. And they even had leaders of the Democratic Party coming out and speaking at rallies, making these claims. Let's run clip 18 real quick.
Don't know if y'all heard about it, but apparently Donald Trump is too scared to debate the vice president.
And it's met with cheers and cheers, and that's the essence of the clip. But she refuses the debate. Kamala Harris now has refused the Fox News debate against Trump. The Harris campaign is apparently refusing to debate Donald Trump on Fox News, which the former president announced on Friday. Trump on Truth Social said he agreed to a debate against Harris with Fox News on Wednesday, September 4th, before a live primetime audience. And she's come out and refused after they taunted him and teased him, the Harry Sissons, the Krasensteins, these leaders at these rallies, just incessantly antagonized the Trump campaign, claiming that he was too scared to debate her. Now she's backing out and they're radio silent about it. Oh, it wouldn't be fair if it's on Fox News. Yeah, you think a CNN debate is fair? Do you think any of these debates are fair when they're moderated by these deep state cucks that act as pundits on these major networks, which are influenced by the CIA? It's well documented all the way going back to Project Mockingbird. You think Donald Trump is afraid? Listen, there's a lot of reasons to criticize Donald Trump. Most of the criticism, 99% of the criticism I see of Donald Trump, I don't agree with. You know, I have some problems with Warp Speed and some of the vaccine decisions that he made. I think he made some mistakes in the people that he chose to surround himself with, people that he did not fire, people that he did fire that he shouldn't have fired, like the Steve Bannons and others. And I understand that Donald Trump is not perfect, but nobody with any rational thinking, rational mind would ever use the word afraid or cowardly or fearful to describe Donald Trump. Right? You could say he's an egomaniac. You could say he's crass or rash or reckless or just a celebrity or a bad businessman. These are things that I disagree with, but you can make those accusations and support it with evidence, whether it's clips or statements or decisions that he's made. You can try to make a case for those things, but to say that he's afraid of Kamala Harris is an absolute joke. I mean, I'm not going to run the clip because you've seen it a number of times, but even after the June 27th debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, when the golf cart video leaked, so-called leaked, saying that Trump saying in the golf cart that Joe Biden was going to back out and it was going to be Kamala, and he was saying this is great news because she's an even worse candidate than Joe Biden who doesn't even have a mind. This is not a man who is afraid of Kamala Harris, please. He's debated time and time again on the primary stage against dozens of people. He's debated numerous times. He's not afraid to do it. The only reason he would make the decision not to do it is if for some reason it could only disproportionately benefit her. And I'm sorry, but the man who gets shot in the face and gets up and raises his fist and yells, fight, 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 is not a man who would back out of a debate with Kamala because he's worried or concerned or fearful or cowardly. All right, say what you will about Donald Trump. Criticize him all you want, but don't call him a coward. That's just absolutely ridiculous. Donald Trump has responded to Kamala Harris's backing out. Trump responds to Kamala's refusal to debate on Fox. Says, quote, doesn't have the mental capacity to do a real debate against me. Former President Donald Trump responded to the Harris campaign's refusal to agree to a debate with him on Fox News, declaring, I'll see her on September 4th or I won't see her at all. Kamala Harris doesn't have the mental capacity to do a real debate against me, scheduled for September 4th in Pennsylvania, Trump wrote Saturday on Truth Social. She's afraid to do it because there is no way she can justify her corrupt and open borders, the environmental destruction of our country, the Afghanistan embarrassment, runaway inflation, terrible economy, high interest rates and taxes, and her years-long fight to stop the words Merry Christmas. So let's dive in to some of these clips about that. First, I'm going to run clip number three here. This is Kamala Harris saying how she would fight against the inflation issue. Go ahead and run clip three, please.
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously, very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country. So it's a big issue, and we take it seriously. And it is a priority, therefore.
She's just a babbling buffoon. She's clearly not of the caliber of intelligence that the president of the United States needs to be in order to effectively do the job. I mean, I'm old enough to remember as an American when at least our opponents, these villains, were intelligent people. Barack Obama, say all you will about him, say what you will about Big Mike, say what you will about whether he was a deep state plant or even eligible to be the president of the United States, whether he was corrupt or sold us out. You can criticize Barack Obama all day. There's plenty of reasons to hate Barack Obama. I've got a lot of problems with him. Was not a stupid person. Bill Clinton, obviously an evil, predatory man, not unintelligent. History is riddled with bad men who are very bright. But now, recently, what we've seen from the leftists as their policies and philosophies and arguments have become increasingly irrational, this critical theory stuff, this leftist stuff, this trans stuff that doesn't make any sense from a logical standpoint, the more irrational the leftist philosophy and agenda becomes, the dumber the leadership that espouses it becomes. So you have bright people on the left who are just remaining quiet, backing out, not making very many public appearances, reluctant to do endorsements, or if they do endorsements, they're half-hearted via phone calls, and they're just, you know, press releases. There's no joined appearances or anything like that. All of the bright people that were fighting against the interests of the American people on the left are disappearing and retreating while the E-bench, like the E-list leftists, are running for all of these major offices. I mean, Kamala Harris, even if she was right about everything, imagine just hypothetically speaking, if Kamala Harris was Kamala Harris, except she was a right winger instead of a left winger, she would have no support among the Republican Party because it's just embarrassing how dumb she is all the time. You wouldn't see people on the right making her clips or comments go viral. You would see the left just criticizing her time and time again. The Krasensteins, the Sissons, these other influencers, they would be tearing her apart if she said right-wing things in the way that she says left-wing things because she is an absolute moron. I mean, here's her coming out in clip number 4, talking about how extremists across our nation want to turn back the clock and put us in worse times throughout our history. Clip number 4.
These extremists want to roll back the clock to a time before women were treated as full citizens, before women could vote, before women could hold elected office, before many women could even own property. These extremists are trying to take us backward. Well, we're not having that. We're not having that.
Unbelievable. And I'm going to run clip number 27 next. This is Kamala Harris trying to explain what cloud storage is. And so just for the sake of the audience, if we have anybody out there who doesn't understand what cloud storage is, traditionally speaking, we had offices that had real documents in filing cabinets. And that's a local storage system. Then we had computers with hard drives, whether they were external hard drives or just the hard drives in our computers. That is where we would store our files on our computer locally. Cloud storage is when you actually host and store those files in a server remotely that you access with the internet. That's all that cloud storage is. Access to your files, your information, your documents, even if they're not stored locally on your device, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, a phone, or a computer, whatever, you can still access them if they're saved in the cloud because there's server farms that can be accessed with the internet that host that data and present it to you when you call upon it. That's all cloud storage is. Here's Kamala Harris trying to explain this in clip number 27.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right? Mm-hmm. It's no longer in a physical place.
We're going to run clip number 46 next. Yet another example of Kamala Harris, her campaign, these leftists trying to erase their history of failure. What was really interesting to me, and Owen pointed this out when I was on the air with him after Joe Biden's monologue, when his first broadcast to the American people and the world after he announced that he was withdrawing from the race, it was like a self-narrated autobiographical obituary, basically, is what it came off like. Even the pictures after the fact of Joe Biden with his family, Hunter and Ashley and others, it was like they were at his own funeral, even though he's still breathing. Well, I guess he's dead, but he's breathing, but brain dead. So dead in spirit. But Joe Biden bragged during that monologue about his successes at the border. Obviously a lie. While simultaneously, the Democrats have been pushing so hard to insist that Kamala Harris was never the border czar because they know that the border was a disaster. And they know that associating Kamala with the border can only harm her because it's been the worst situation it's ever been in the history of this country at the southern border over the course of the last 3 or 4 years. Absolutely abysmal, and everybody knows it. The left even admits implicitly that they know it by refusing to associate her with the border today, even though they made her the czar years ago, thinking that it was going to be good for her or that it was going to allow for success for her in the future after their policies were manifest and they were able to pass and solve the problem. They failed to solve the problem, whether intentionally or because of incompetence. Now they're throwing all of the onus of the responsibility of that failure on Joe Biden because he's already dead. He's as good as dead. So every failure goes to Joe. Every success, and there are none, but every success would go to Kamala. Now they're trying to walk it back. Let's go ahead and run clip number 46.
Also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
And then we have this clip that's been going viral. This is clip number 50, and we're going to run 52 after that, too. I'll call on that. But Kamala Harris coming out and saying, how dare you for celebrating Christmas in clip number 50. There are more examples in viral clips, viral videos, and it's not cheap edits or cheap fakes like the leftists would say, or just cheap shots of her stupidity edited in a manipulative or misrepresentative way. They are just legitimate examples of her saying terrible things or totally stupid things by the hundreds. Let's see clip 50.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
Unbelievable. Even the guy behind her was kind of smirking if you could throw it up in B-roll, because he's like cringing that she's feigning such belligerence and recklessness and hatefulness and anger. He's cringing behind her as she says, how dare we say Merry Christmas? Look, he can't even wipe the smile off his face. He's just kind of wincing, like nodding his head. You know, it's okay, you know, just not wanting at all to be associated with the comments that she's making, and how small she looks as she feigns anger. The problem isn't that she's upset. She's not genuinely upset that people are celebrating and happy instead of solving these humanitarian crises that she claims to care so much about. She's actually just upset that people celebrate Christmas at all because she's a Satanist and an evil person, and anybody who recognizes traditional Christian values is a threat to her political agenda. Let's see here in clip number 52. I think we have enough time before we go to break. Kamala Harris claiming that minorities and women cannot be successful in a capitalist society. Watch.
So capitalism in its best form is about the beauty of competition to create the greatest product, to create the greatest outcome. But inherent in that is an assumption that everyone starts out on the same base, and then they compete, and whoever wins, wins. The market, right? The market share. But that's a false assumption when you take into account the fact that not everyone comes, starts from the same place, particularly when we take into account race and gender. So what we have to do is recognize the disparities that have long existed and take that into consideration when we want to encourage competition.
All right, folks, we're coming up on a break, and then we're going to get into more news on the other side. We're going to be together in the next 2.5 hours. So we're going to get all the Iran news, all the World War III news, into all of the UK news as well. But in the meantime, please visit drjonesnaturals.com right now. That's drjonesnaturals.com right now. And check out Next Level Foundational Energy. This is among my top 4 or 5 favorite products that we've ever sold. Get it right now at drjonesnaturals.com.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty. against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this aesthetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got
banks
so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not if they there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser. You can follow me at Real Chase Geyser. Make sure you follow at Real Alex Jones as well as at InfoWars on X for all of the latest. We are going to dive in more on all of the breaking news and do some analysis, continued analysis, and wrap up our conversation a little bit about Kamala. But as I mentioned, there's been this honeymoon phase which is going to disappear, and her lack of support is going to be reflected once again, I believe, in the polls, to the extent that the polls could be trusted at all or have any semblance of truth behind them. That is coming. unless they can completely lie altogether and the polls aren't even conducted and they're just putting out numbers that help them, which is possible. It's probably true in some of these cases. But you can tell that she's not popular by all of the little clues everywhere. Not only just the fact that it's unbelievable to imagine that anybody would genuinely support her without being paid because of all the stupid things that she said and the fact that she just generally is stupid, but because of videos like this. We saw videos last week of rallies throughout the country that were poorly attended. This is clip number 13. And apparently it's Representative Jasmine Crockett spotted outside of what looks like a Starbucks or a cafe, something like that, speaking to a crowd of people, and it's very obvious that virtually no one is there at all. Let's watch 13.
Enough to be here is not enough for y'all to show up and vote. It's going to take everybody in this.
You kind of see in the reflections that, like, no one's there. I mean, I've seen more people stand around a street musician.
Because if Project 2025 comes to pass,
say it.
I really don't know where we will be if we will be anywhere. If Trump is allowed to get any more Supreme Court justices, I'm trying to tell y'all, ain't nobody safe. We have seen what this current Supreme Court has done. He absolutely plans to put two more on the Supreme Court. We cannot afford to go through another generation of this kind of hate. We need court reform right now when it comes to the Supreme Court.
So they got the Harris stuff plastered on the wall there. Based on the claps, it sounded like maybe there were a half a dozen people there, even though a representative showed up and spoke. And there's evidence coming out everywhere that her campaign is paying people to act like they support her, which I don't even know if that's legal. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. It probably is. But we saw how quickly Harry Sisson flipped from Joe Biden is God to Kamala Harris is queen with the flick of a switch. Instantly, he just completely pivoted away from what he's been espousing as his ideal, brilliant candidate for so long. If he actually believed all the things that he was saying about Joe Biden over the course of the last 12 months, he would have been somebody who had been like, I'm so disappointed that Joe Biden backed out and withdrew from this race. What happened? How was he forced out? Was he blackmailed? I've been saying for years, for months at least, that he should be the candidate. I've been espousing all that's so brilliant about his leadership. He wouldn't just immediately flip the switch and say, all right, Kamala, it's unless he was paid, right? Obviously paid. And I'm going to show you this clip 31 here. This is Aiden Ross. Aiden Ross is the number one kick streamer, famous for his association with the Tate brothers. Very funny guy. I really like Aiden. And this is him talking about how he's disappointed that so many rappers have accepted the offers for sponsorship, basically. They've been reached out in DMs and things of that nature. We know that this goes back to Joe Biden when he was running for office, having to hire celebrities like Lady Gaga or Beyonce to come and perform at his rallies in order to get a crowd there, and then they would go off stage and the crowd would dissipate, but some would still be there for whatever speech the politician was going to give, right? They pay people to get the crowds to show up because the crowds will not show up if it's just them. They have to have a celebrity or some sort of entertainment or a Hollywood partnership or a music business partnership in order to get anybody to show up to their events. It's not like Trump, who says, I'm going to be here, and everybody goes to see Trump. Because Trump is actually the celebrity, they have to outsource the celebrity status of others in order to get the same level of support. Clip 31.
So much love and respect for Quavo as an artist. I really wish I didn't see what Quavo did. You know, Kamala Harris is DMing rappers. She DMs Snot posted on Twitter, which I respect Snot for doing. She's trying to endorse rappers to come and do it. Megan Thee Stallion and Quavo, they probably took a bag to go to the conference and stuff. It's sad, bro. It's really, really sad. I wish they didn't do that. But that's why it's free Tory. And again, guys, it is what it is. It is what it is. And again, if Trump were to do that, have Megan Thee Stallion twerk at a.
And of course, the main issue here is that for the second time, at least the second time in a major way, the Democratic Party has officially, formally betrayed its own voters. So we talk all day about how the Democrats are constantly betraying America and lying about Republicans and the American people and exploiting us and taking advantage of us and failing to represent our interests because globalist interests are more beneficial to their political status and agenda. We can talk all day about Democrats failing to do anything for us, But they've repeatedly, totally disregarded the wants, needs, and interests of their own voters. And not just by failing on a policy level, but literally in the campaigns. I mean, do you remember in 2016 what happened between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and how disappointed all of the Bernie supporters were that Bernie, after it was stolen from him because of the way they conducted the primaries and had vocal votes that weren't really tallied accurately, after they stole the primary away from Bernie, Bernie came out and endorsed Hillary Clinton, and all of the Bernie bros were so disappointed that he did that, that he didn't fight harder. And because of their bitterness that this election was stolen from them, because they were so disappointed that their own primary was stolen from them by Hillary Clinton, many of the Bernie supporters, despite the fact he's a socialist and all of his policies are virtually the opposite of Trump, decided to vote for Trump because they voted for Bernie. He was perceived, even though erroneously, as an outsider, and the only other outsider alternative was Donald Trump. And he won in 2016 because of this. But then again, having learned nothing apparently from the disaster that was the 2016 presidential campaign for the Democrats, having learned nothing regarding what happens when you betray your own party and voters and supporters that way, they've done the same exact thing again. We're going to show clip number 32. They've done the same exact thing again where they are putting up a candidate that literally no one voted for in the primary. Yes, technically she was on the Joe Biden ticket, technically, but they didn't vote for her to be the presidential candidate. They voted for her to be the vice presidential candidate. And now she's going to have the delegates. Now she's likely to be the candidate. And it's the second time, at least the second time, that the Democratic Party has insisted on a candidate that did not actually win the primary. When they do this, they lose. Clip number 32.
The super chat says that Roseanne won the bet. So the bet was between Michael Malice and Roseanne. Roseanne said there won't be an election. And Michael said, oh, please, yes, there will. And Michael later clarified that he meant quite literally whether it's a fake election, there will be some type of election. And I think Roseanne was saying it would just like there would not be a legitimate election.
This is not right. A legitimate election.
Yeah, and so the question then is, I think Michael Malice is going to stand on, no. There's two candidates and you're going to vote. This is an election. Just because it's rigged doesn't mean there's no election. But I do kind of think that that's not the spirit of what Roseanne's trying to argue. An installed person that no one voted for as the nominee.
Not a single
vote. Is not an election.
No. Mm-hmm.
They're forcing you to vote for her.
A bunch of coerced delegates. Yeah. So all these people in all these states, 14 million people, voted for Joe Biden in their primaries, right? I disagree with their vote, but they voted for Joe Biden in their primaries. Mm-hmm. Those delegates who take those votes and then go to the DNC and nominate Joe Biden, that's their job. They have now betrayed every single person who voted for Joe Biden.
Now, it was leaked this week that Kamala's campaign has likely chosen, though it's not been confirmed, likely chosen Josh Shapiro to be the vice presidential candidate. And we've covered his speeches, his rhetoric, his tone. He's obviously studied Barack Obama very intently and is copying, mimicking that style because of its success in politics for 8 years. And he's got quite an interesting history of doing things like supporting drag queen story hours. He's absolutely a leftist. He lies incessantly about J.D. Vance. He's not to be trusted, but this vice presidential pick situation for both candidates is really about winning over these swing states, these Rust Belt states. So J.D. Vance was a great pick for that. And Shapiro, of course, is a reasonable pick for this, too. But the problem that the Harris campaign has is there are a lot of people within the Democratic Party that really do not like Jews because of the whole Free Palestine push. It went viral on TikTok and Instagram for months and months and months. All of the bombings that were happening in the Gaza Strip, all the innocent people who have died, all of the babies and children being pulled out of rubble. And I know that both sides lie about what the other side does, and some things have been debunked and proven false. But there's no doubt that thousands upon thousands of civilians have died because of the bombings in the Gaza Strip. And as a result of that and their viral nature on TikTok and other platforms, the young generation of this country is very much opposed to Israel. Whether correct or not, they have seen the injustice of war for perhaps the first time in a very viral and incessant way. So I'm very surprised that Harris is making the decision to choose Shapiro as her running mate, given that so many within her own party absolutely hate Israel and Jewish people by extension, many of them as well. It's not the same thing to oppose Israel and to be an anti-Semite, in my opinion, but there is an overlap. There's certainly a Venn diagram there, and that's reflecting in the voter base of the Democratic Party. And apparently, there are rumors that there was pushback and reluctance and a second guessing of the decision within the campaign to have Shapiro as a running mate. We saw that an ad came out, apparently it was leaked, that basically said that Shapiro was the VP pick to try to push and force the hand of her not to back out of having him as the VP candidate. So we're seeing clips of him go viral now. Obviously, he's an articulate, smart person, apparently evil and dishonest, as one might imagine of any political leftist running for the vice president of the United States. But here in clip number 33, this is a video that was shared, I believe, by Posobiec on X. It's about 3.5 minutes long, but I want you to watch this. Share this information about Josh Shapiro with anyone you can. This is clip number 33.
Berg will now go to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. The 28-year-old teacher was found dead inside her Manayunk apartment with 20 stab wounds in 2011. Her death was ruled a suicide, but her parents believe she was murdered.
The AG's office, led by Josh Shapiro, has long insisted evidence proves the 27-year-old died by suicide, but the Greenbergs are convinced she was murdered, and they're currently suing the city's medical examiner with the hope of reopening the case.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard today's edition, Human Events Daily, here live, Butler, Pennsylvania. Today is August 2nd, 2024, Anno Domini. Folks, the receipts hole on Josh Shapiro keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Yesterday, we covered a little bit. We'll get into more of it today. The case of Ellen Greenberg, the horrific stabbing death that she received in 2011, just outside Manayunk, Pennsylvania, which is in the Philadelphia area, East Falls, where she was found stabbed 10 times in the front, 10 times in the back, including the back of her head, including her spinal column, twice, according to testimony from medical examiners, post-mortem. And yet Josh Shapiro signed off on this being a suicide. And why would he do that? Does it have to do with potential connections that her fiance had to powerful members of the Pennsylvania legal community? Just some basic questions that we don't seem to have gotten answers to, and that Josh Shapiro doesn't seem to want to give us answers to. Why is it then that the family of Ellen Greenberg has tried for 13 years to just get some semblance of an investigation going? And yet when you go to Josh Shapiro's office, when he was the attorney general, Josh Shapiro would just tell you, oh, no, just a suicide. There's nothing to see here. Seems like there's a lot to see here, but Josh Shapiro doesn't want you to see that. The same way that he doesn't want you to know about the sexual harassment going on in his own office that was perpetuated by one of his cabinet members, a guy by the name of Mike Verab. Mike Verab, a former Republican who decided to become a traitor and go and work for a Democrat governor. The same Mike Verab from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, that I used to see walking around blitzed drunk out of his mind in Walmart. Yes, that is the same Mike Verab. So it doesn't surprise me at all that this absolute lush would take the same philandering behavior to the state house, to the cabinet, when he decided to throw in with Josh Shapiro, stab his own party in the back, and then decide to go and commit sexual harassment, the same way that he doesn't seem to have any loyalty to his own party, to his own ideals, or really anyone but himself. What can I say? Couldn't happen to a better couple of guys. But very interestingly, Josh Shapiro, we're told, didn't even want to stand up for something like this, paid the hush money, tried to go after the victim in this case. Why does Josh Shapiro not care about female victims? Whether it's the victim of 20 stab wounds in the front or the back, or it's the female victim of sexual harassment in his own office. Plus, we haven't even gotten into how Josh Shapiro signed off on the controlled burn in East Palestine. Stay tuned, folks. We got a big
now,
show today.
We see that Shapiro is obviously a bad person. He's got a history of lies and dishonesty and cover-ups. And this is really to be expected from the leftists. I mean, remember what the Clintons have done and the Democratic machine has done to innocent person after innocent person over the years and gotten away with. And I'm specifically talking about people that are associated with the Clintons, like chefs that are found drowned, and then people that are associated with the Obamas, like chefs that are found drowned, people found hanging from trees with shotgun wounds on their body, ruled suicides. Seth Rich, determined to have been the victim of a botched robbery, murdered, despite the fact that nothing was taken from his body when that happened. And it was all while apparently Seth Rich was giving information to WikiLeaks during the 2016 campaign, even suing investigators and journalists like the brave Matt Couch simply for looking into it, to the point where he's bankrupted, rendered broke as a result of this. Poor man, great American patriot. And they send the Julian Assanges off. They send the Edward Snowdens off to declare asylum. This is what the Democratic machine does. It is a mafia, and it does assassinate in conjunction with the CIA presidents like John F. Kennedy. It does attempt to assassinate with the help of the Secret Service and the CIA presidents like Donald Trump. And here we have Shapiro lying about J.D. Vance, very quickly diverting. And you can tell just by his rhetoric, by the way he speaks, he sounds like Barack Obama. Clip number 40 here. This is Shapiro quickly pivoting and lying about J.D. Vance.
Governor, J.D. Vance just said this about you, and these are his words. Quote, he compared you to a really bad impression of Barack Obama. What is your response to that?
Is that what he said? That's great. I love how we get the real-time quotes here. I mean, look, I don't know. Barack Obama was probably our most gifted orator of my time, so it's kind of a weird insult, I guess. But look, I'll say this about J.D. Vance. It is real hard being honest with the American people when you're not being honest with yourself. J.D. Vance is a total phony baloney. He is the most inorganic candidate I think I have ever seen.
Are you kidding me? They appointed Kamala with zero votes. That's the definition of inorganic.
And that is why it is impossible for him to articulate a coherent message to the American people, because he doesn't believe it. This guy is not exactly off to a good start. And it is clear that Donald Trump really has buyer's remorse with his pick. So if he wants to sling insults in my direction, which I'm not even sure is an insult, let him do it. That's fine. Bring it on. I'll be ready for whatever the hell J.D. Vance throws my direction. Thanks, everybody.
Really beginning to seem like Josh Shapiro is going to be the pick. We'll see. Apparently, it's going to be announced, I believe, in Pennsylvania in the coming days. But they've started this campaign where all of a sudden they're trying to call him weird. They're using the word weird. They must have focus grouped the word weird. Do you remember when Nikki Haley was running? And she's obviously a deep state plant. And she kept referring to Donald Trump as the chaos candidate, all while Chuck Schumer and other leftists were calling him the chaos candidate. It was obvious that this expression, this term, had been focus grouped, and it was being pushed by opponents of Donald Trump on every platform, whether it was mainstream media outlets, social media influencers, political campaigns, candidate offices. They wanted to brand Trump as the chaos candidate, and now we're seeing the same technique being applied to J.D. Vance from these leftists who have attempted to seize a monopoly of all political narrative in the country, and almost successfully, with the exception of X and some others. Some independent outlets like Joe Rogan and InfoWars, they're using the same technique to try to brand J.D. Vance as weird, but he's really not weird. Maybe he's CIA, maybe he's a phony baloney, maybe he's deep state. I don't know. I'm giving him a chance, as I said before on air. I'm going to give Vance a chance. But he's not a weird person. Remember when they came out this week and they had this fake article saying that in his book, he described making love to a couch, and it just simply wasn't true? Nothing like that in the book whatsoever. Then they did a retraction saying, oh, it was just a joke. It was satire. But it was too late by then. They're trying to make him weird. So they plant a fake story. It propagates. Everybody believes it, says that's weird. Then they retract it. Nobody notices the retraction. It's already seated in the psychology of the masses that J.D. Vance is weird because of this fake story. And then they push the word weird, 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 weird to ascribe it to embed it in the minds of all voters everywhere. It's a psychological operation. It's very unethical. It's lying, to say the least, if not manipulative at the worst levels. And it's just simply a psychological operation that's not true. I want to run clip number 47 here of J.D. Vance in a recent podcast appearance responding to some of these allegations.
I have a question about just obviously, you know, running and being in politics. Do you take what sometimes the media says about you personally? Like, I don't know if you saw that. There was like a whole clip of like people calling you weird. Did you see that? It was like a clip of like,
I certainly know the Kamala campaign wants to call me weird. But
yeah, but I'm
clip.
Wondering why that word. And because like it was on like a, it was like clipped on like 1,000 different media outlets. Like they were all using the same word.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like something they focus grouped and decided to push on us. I mean, like I'm a pretty normal guy. I've got a wife and kids and I like to hang out and, you know, watch football. And
he's obviously a normal guy. And if you guys haven't watched Hillbilly Elegy yet, it's on Netflix. I recommend watching it. It's not the best movie ever, but it will inform you and give you some context around J.D. Vance so you know who he is. But here in clip number 34, J.D. Vance gets into it as to what's actually weird. And he's absolutely right. Let's watch.
It's funny. It's like the people who call me weird want to give like hormone therapies and sterilize 9-year-olds. Like, I think it's a lot weirder you know, me just like living a normal life with my kids and my wife. But this is what they do, I think, is they latch onto a message and they try to sell it even if it's fake. And I think, you know, again, to go back to something Trump said, where we were talking about Trump earlier, is he doesn't care what they say about him. He's going to be himself. He's going to tell jokes. He's going to say things that drive some people off a wall, but then when you actually listen to what he said, he's like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think that you just, if you're going to be in politics in the social media age, you've got to kind of have a thick skin and just do what you need to do.
All right, folks, we're going to get into more news on the other side. We're coming up on a break here in 90 seconds. We're going to dive into some of these other political ads that have come out, a little bit from Trump, a little bit about the updates to the economy. We had record crashes in the stock market this week. I believe it dropped 5% in 24 hours, which is the first time that that has happened, as I understand it, since March of 2020, when the lockdowns were declared in response to the pandemic. And we've seen that the unemployment rate actually rose a little bit. Employment dipped unexpectedly in the numbers. And so we see Bidenomics collapsing right before our eyes. So we're going to dive into all of that on the other side. But before we go to break, please open a tab or pull up your phone, whatever. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. And if you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, there is a menu at the top, and you can pull up InfoWars MD from the drop-down menu. Now, if you select InfoWars MD, these products are amazing. They are, some of them, the same exact products that we've sold before, but this partnership is imperative in order for us to keep InfoWars on the air, because we cannot run out of stock when you buy the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out Joint Relief Max, the Turmeric 95, Nitric Boost, all of our amazing products, same power that we've always had at InfoWarsStore.com, but this is the line to get to keep us on the air while our species itself is under relentless attack from a global elite satanic force. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.